We had a listener tell us about an incident at Home Depot. And the listener walked into the Home Depot with an individual who was walking in the store empty-handed, and then later ended up at both of them at the service counter. And this individual then had a sizable purchase under his arm. I don't know, it was a saw or something, $700, $800, and was trying to return it and get cash for it and didn't have a receipt for it because obviously he didn't even walk in with it. The desk person at Home Depot said, A, I can't give you your money back or a credit because you don't have a receipt. Second of all, I'm pretty sure you just took that off the shelf. And the individual left in a huff, stealing the item that he'd taken off the shelf. The person behind him, our listener, went to the counter and said, seriously, you're just going to let him walk out? And the clerk said some version of the cops won't do anything about it anyway, and our store policy is we just let it happen. Am I describing something that happens fairly regularly in Fargo?
Well, I think shoplifting is, and that's one of the highest volume crimes that we have. And I think that that is the policy of a lot of stores, not to confront people. And some of them do and some of them don't. But depending on the level of crime, if it's a misdemeanor, we absolutely follow up on that. The entities can report that online. If they have video, they can upload it. If the person's still there, they can call dispatch and we'll respond there. So there's a lot of avenues for that. But I think where that frustration lies again is a lot of these people are repeat offenders and they don't end up with any very significant charges or sentences for those crimes, and they continue to be involved in them. And I mean, that shoplifting and theft across the border, the highest volume of crime that we're seeing in the city.
So let's park the what do you do about it once you catch them thing for a second and go back to the notion of this clerk that the cops don't do anything. What you described is that's not accurate. You've got a process.
No, that's not correct. No, we do. But here's the thing, and this is what a lot of people don't understand, is that if it's a misdemeanor level offense and it didn't happen in our presence, we can't make an arrest. That's where people get frustrated. That's our state law. And absent a few exceptions, misdemeanors not in our presence, we can't make an arrest. We have to refer for charges. We can, you know, identify the person and refer for charges, but that's all we can do.
And so that's where some of the. To use this scenario then, obviously Home Depot has wicked good cameras. They would have a photo of the individual, probably the license plate of the car, whatever. So they have all that. And if it was, let's just say, it's a $500 saw, is that only a misdemeanor?
Yep. No, I'm pretty sure that would be a misdemeanor. Have to check the manual on that one, but I believe so. Either way, if they don't report it, there certainly is nothing we can do about it.
No, I get it totally. And this is where I think this is helpful to have best practices would be to report it. And if you've got video, put it up online and, you know, maybe you don't call the officer every time, but you have a process that you deal with it. But what would make that a misdemeanor, that the dollar amount wasn't where it needed to be to trip past the misdemeanor?
Amount, yeah, I'm pretty sure, Scott, that the dollar amount has to be over $1,000 to be to a felony level. So a Class B misdemeanor is under the $1,000. And so, yeah, if that's the case, we wouldn't be able to make an arrest, but we could certainly investigate that. Stop that person, recover the stolen property as well, and refer them for charges. So, I mean, there's certainly things we can do. And so that, you know, statement by the clerk is not correct. And we would encourage them to call and report that and or go online and report those. And we have a person that monitors our online reporting. As you know, we put that in place several years ago to help create some efficiencies because we don't have enough officers to respond to everything all of the time. And we've had some great successes off the online reporting system where we're connecting these people to crimes and making referrals or in some cases arrests as we string them together with other incidents. So it's good
I was telling Kevin earlier, I've seen an incident like this in New York City, and literally it happens 5 times a day at most stores, and they literally do nothing, and these people come in with big bags. I get it in New York City. When I heard this story, I'm like, wow. Is what I'm describing, well, of course, you probably wouldn't know if these people aren't reporting it. And maybe Home Depot have some dumb policy where they just let it happen and bake it into the cake. Seems crazy to me. But I hope people hear what you say you have in the way of a process, because it seems to me I'd do that every time. Why wouldn't I? Upload the video, make sure you're aware of it. And again, maybe this is another example of where we need our legislature to hear from citizens to say, if that happens, law enforcement ought to have the tools with the license plate or whatever to go find them, because that's the only way this is going to stop. But it's encouraging to hear you have the policy in place, but it sounds like not enough people are following that.
Well, we do get a lot of reports. I mean, we've had thousands of reports come in on our online reporting. And as I said, we've connected other crimes. And so it's really important for people to report if that's the method of reporting. In those cases, that's a lot of times the shoplifting will get uploaded if they don't have the person detained, which is different. Then we'll obviously go there and take it from there. But so that if we don't know about those crimes, we can't connect them to other incidents. And that's where we see, and we do a fantastic job from an intelligence standpoint of doing that, but we have to have the data. And the other thing is that a lot of these companies, their insurance covers shoplifting loss as part of their policy. So I think there is also the thought that, well, we don't want to confront people, number one, which I think we understand, but number two, it's covered in their insurance policy. And I guess unless it's a large enough item from their perspective, they wouldn't. But we would certainly encourage contacting us and or reporting that online so that we're aware of it.